It's a privilege to be here. About 2 months ago, I never knew I would be alive. I was so sick, as if it was unto death. But it has pleased the Lord to keep me alive till today. And I thank God for the life of each and every one of you. I am from Nigeria. I came all the way from Nigeria. I left Nigeria maybe 30th of November. I went to about 2 other places before finally coming to Perth. And together with my husband, we made up our mind I want to spend Christmas at Perth. But somehow my husband is not able to join me, but by tomorrow, he will arrive by the grace of God. I thank God for the privilege I have today. I thank God so much for your pastor, Dr. Adegboye, for giving me this privilege. I never knew coming from, I will have this privilege. But I know that the Lord, who knows the future right from the present, He knew I would be here today. He knew I would be talking to this set of people today. And the Lord has a message for each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. Also, I bring greetings from my pastor, Pastor Okechukwu Etiaka. That's the general overseer of the church that I work with in Nigeria. So once again, happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. I want to share with you briefly this morning. My message might not be conventional. It might not be what you are expecting. But for as many people that have a heart for God, the message will be acceptable to you. And as you accept the message, it's going to transform your life. Shall we bow our heads to pray? Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for making today a reality. We thank you for the purpose for which we are gathered today. We thank you for your manifold blessings. We thank you so much for the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for you have given Jesus unto us as a gift that we cannot quantify. It is because of Jesus that we are alive. It is because of Jesus that we are celebrating. And we thank you because our celebration is not just for the 25th of December. Our celebration is on a daily basis because of the presence of the Lord in our lives. Accept our appreciation and thanksgiving, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father and our God, we are here in your presence because we have itching ears for the truth. Father, open our eyes. Open our ears to your truth. Not what we want to hear, Lord, but what you want to pass across to us. And give us the grace to accept it in all humility, in good faith. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today is Christmas Day. The most beautiful day that any Christian or anybody could think of. It's a day that commemorates the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So though there have been controversies about that date, December 25, but we are not going into that. December 25 has been chosen to always remember the day Jesus Christ was born. That is what we are concerned with. I read on the net that through research, certain poll that was taken from 1994 to year 2005, they realized that 90% of adults in the U.S. they celebrate Christmas, but 84% of them are not Christians. If you look all over, Christmas is a global thing. Everybody is rejoicing. I don't know about here, but in Nigeria, you will not know whether someone is a Christian or a Muslim. That immediately it is 1st of December. There is something in the air. Something. Many people cannot explain what it is. All they know is Christmas. There's celebration. There's festivities. I can remember when we're small. When it's Christmas season, all we think about were the clothes and the shoes. Really, we don't even remember Jesus Christ. All we think about before then, mommy, my shoes. And when it's Christmas day like this in the morning, we always kill goat. Kill the goat. We begin to celebrate. Honestly, we hardly remember Jesus. even on his birthday. And we were Christians, so to say. As I said earlier, my message might not be conventional, but this is something that the Lord wants all believers to hear. Can you imagine a celebration, birthday celebration? Was it about 2-3 years ago? I'm going into the text. Somehow, my text was the text for the day. It was already read, but I'll read it. Some time ago in my church, we wanted to have a program. So they now asked that someone should think up a playlet. So I thought up a playlet. And later the Lord used that playlet to minister. As I sat down, the Lord used that playlet to minister to me. It's like a family just had a baby. And maybe this was a special baby. They've been trusting God for a long time. And the baby eventually came. And the news went all round. So I was giving, hey! And the next thing, phone calls. Ah! Ashaulama Walosibe. Shikamanko. That was the next thing. And people were getting ready in a big way. Nobody ever asked, how is the baby? And even people that came to greet the mother, so what are the preparations? Are we going to call and I say, all that the people were thinking about, it must be a big thing. This is a special baby. Even people that came home to greet them, they never asked, how is the baby? Is the baby fine? No. But that celebration must be big. And people were coming. This set, let us take our own and kaya. This set, it was big. Well, nobody asked after the baby. Every other thing was important except the celebrant. Every other thing was important except the celebrant. And when I thought of that playlist, that people now came, even some people, you know, at tradition, they will come 2 days ahead of the ceremony. They were comparing their clothes. Okay, this chain matches this shoe. This just so encumbered with how we will appear and the food, the drinks, that while they were even changing, looking at their clothes, without knowing where the baby was sleeping, someone even sat on the baby. And my brothers and my sisters, that is what is happening today. And that brings me to the topic of my message. Putting Christ back into Christmas. Putting Christ back into Christmas. Christmas should be all about Jesus. Christmas should be all about Jesus. Some days ago, I also read on the net that there was a debate in the U.S. Some pastors, they were contemplating that they should close down the church on Sunday today so that families can have time to open their gifts and eat together. And some pastors actually said there's no service today because Christmas coincided with Sunday. And when I read that, it just agreed with what God has been ministering to me. You close down church, worship of that celebrant on Sunday so that families can open their gifts and eat together. Then what are we celebrating? Praise the Lord. So my message, putting Christ back into Christmas. And that is a job that every believer here today, we must start doing from today. Is it right for 90% of people to say that they are celebrating Christmas? Yes, it is. Let's look at Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And I read from verse 8. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Verse 9. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Verse 10. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is supposed to be
bring good tidings of great joy to all people. So it is right for the whole world to be celebrating Christmas. But that is if they know what Christmas really is. Many people are celebrating Christmas without the celebrant being there. The celebrant is not involved at all. Even some Christians. You can think, as we think about Christmas, what are the thoughts? Do you take time to think about what Jesus has done? Do you take time to appreciate him for all that he's been doing? Is he exalted in your heart as you think about Christmas? Not which clothes will I wear. Okay, if I wear one on Sunday, okay, which one will I wear for the picnic? I don't know about here, but in Nigeria, that is the preoccupation of anybody. And since I was a child, that has been our preoccupation. We don't think about the celebrant, we think about ourselves. And the celebrant has been pushed into obscurity, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So in actual sense, it is right for the whole world to celebrate Christmas. Because let me repeat that verse 10 again. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." Praise the Lord. Let's refer to 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. To support that, 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. Putting Jesus back into Christmas. Okay, let me start from verse 1. "My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous," verse 2. "And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world." Does that minister something to you? That Christmas is not all about you? Buy good clothes for the children, look good. It's about Jesus. It's about glorifying Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Jesus came for the entire mankind. So everyone has the right to celebrate Christmas. But the problem is just, many people do not have a relationship with the celebrant. And that is where we come in. To give them the opportunity to know the celebrant. So that when next they are celebrating Christmas, they are celebrating Christmas with a meaning. And even you too, when next, today is still Christmas Day, there's a lot you can still to do today. There's a lot you can do. Apart from the, yes, you have every right to cook all sorts. Enjoy. Because Jesus, the coming of the Lord has brought great joy. So for you to celebrate, it is the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. Praise the Lord. I have talked about what Christmas has become. Christmas has, to a large extent, it has become, instead of it glorifying God, it has become a season of multiplication of sin. Because we are not allowing it, the few Christians that we have, if we are able to let people know what Christmas really means, these sins that are multiplying during Christmas season will not. Christmas has become a time that many people go into indebtedness. Debt. I don't know about here. Christmas has become a time where covetousness makes itself manifest. Greed. Despite the fact that you cannot afford it. That spirit is not in tune with the spirit of Christmas. It has become a time of drunkenness. How do you reconcile that with the birth of Jesus? All in the name of celebration. A time for wayward living. I'm sure, well, in Nigeria, I don't know about here. Tonight now, Christmas Day, some people will not sleep at home. they believe they are celebrating Christmas. Some people, the debt they entered into during Christmas, and the next 6 months they are paying. Some people, because they must get something their husbands cannot afford, they will fight to get that thing, and the war will be on for the next 4 months after Christmas between husband and wife. The birth of the Lord Jesus that is supposed to bring peace, joy, now brings something else, which is not supposed to be. So my brothers and my sisters, the Lord is imploring you. We can start from somewhere. As we are rejoicing, so that God too can be rejoicing. Not as we are rejoicing here, untimely death because of drunken drivers. How is that glorifying God? Husband and wife fighting because you could not buy that dress during Christmas time, or you could not do this and that. How does that glorify God? Christmas is the birth of hope, the birth of peace. Anything good you can think of, that is what Jesus stands for. And that is what we are supposed to replicate as believers wherever we find ourselves. And that is what will make Christmas to be sweet and enjoyable. Multiplying the aroma of Christ, impacting upon our environment, our family members, with the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is Christmas. Praise the Lord. Now, how then? I have talked about what Christmas has become and is not supposed to become. Now, the question is, how then do we reinstate Christ back into Christmas? Enough of our own celebration and satisfying ourselves. How do we give the celebrant? Let the celebrant be the one that will shine. How do we glorify God as it we are supposed to do? One. First, personally, we have some believe Christians today, they are in the church. They have no business celebrating Christmas, because they don't have a relationship with the Christ. Do you just barge into a birthday party? You don't even know the celebrant. And no one has invited you. When they go to church, it's Christmas Day and first day. They don't have any relationship with the celebrant. But they are celebrating Christmas. And they are nominal Christians. So for us to reinstate Christ, to take his position back at Christmas time, the first thing is, personally, make sure you have a relationship with that Christ. Let him know the Lord Jesus, and let him know you. Let him recognize you as one of his. Then you have a business to celebrate Christmas. Then Christmas is for you. Praise the Lord. So that is be born again. Not just God. We are talking about salvation. There's no two way. There was one time I went on evangelism. Someone said, don't be using that word born again. I don't like it. I said, there's nothing you can do about it. It's like immediately when he hears the born again, that's what the Bible says. Born again is the word. So there's no other word. We cannot interchange another word. Be born again. And we are talking about salvation in the real sense. Not joining the church. Because I'm sure God is sick and tired of just numbers. In the days of Peter, the Bible says, the Lord added unto them as many as will be saved. The people joining, as they are joining, they are being saved. Not just multitude. Praise the Lord. So that's the first thing. Make sure you have a relationship. Then you have a business to celebrate Christmas. It is for you, because you have a part in Christ. And next, recognize that Christmas is all about Jesus. And how do you do this? When we talk about Christmas, recall all the goodness of God in your life. First, you ask yourself, am I still intact in Christ? Is a time for stock taking to know where you stand in Christ Jesus. Recognize, if you recognize that Christmas is all about Jesus, but you have the benefit to enjoy the goodies, then you put yourself in the balance. When we talk about Christmas, it's Jesus. And also, when we talk about Christmas, is a time to give. Jesus Christ was born, God gave his love, his ultimate, in the person of Jesus. Is it time for you to give the love of Christ to people? And please, let us listen to this. When we talk about giving, the common thing during Christmas, give to people that can give back to you. I give this family a gift, I am expecting their own. I gave them last year, they did not give me. Give to people that can say thank you. If you give to people that can give to you, what special thing have you done? When we talk about giving during Christmas, peradventure you have not done, but from this moment, think about it. Think about people who are less privileged. Think about people, I don't see less privileged yet, but where I come from, we have people in the church, they are less privileged. If you don't have them here, you can have in your family, extended family, you can have back at home. Think about people that there's no how they can repay you. Give. Let Christmas time be time that you want to make some people to praise God. You want praises to arise to God. Sometime last year, when the Lord started blessing my husband and I, we made up our mind during Christmas that we are going to give food to all the less privileged in the church. And we bought bags of rice. Half a bag each person. But we gave to the pastor and we told the pastor, don't mention our name. You know, as these women, some men, few men, we have about 20 something, because on a monthly basis, first Sunday, we do donate for the less privileged. So we have some people, the church gives them food. Come and see, some people were almost weeping because they never knew in their lives that they could have such a thing. And that's another, that I'm not at home. The arrangement has been made for Christmas. Christmas time, rice, so that every home must be happy and remember Jesus. And when I even thought, like, because God healed me, even I thought I was going to die and God gave me life, I said, God, I want to do something extra to you. I now called a friend, gave her money. All these people buy 6 yards of Ankara for each person, about 20 something pieces. Let them have new clothes during Christmas. So when we talk about Christmas, don't let us think about ourselves alone. Let some people remember Jesus on that day. If you don't know who to help, pray, God, I want to help someone. I want, before Christmas comes, the Lord will drop people in your heart. You may send money home, someone you never got in trouble, but you heard that the person is passing through. Please give to this person. Don't expect, and the person cannot call me back. And please don't expect that. Don't even expect to be known. That is Christianity. So just think today, my sister has done a lot, lots of food to eat. There's some people, nothing to eat, not a grain. I don't know about Australia, but I know where I'm coming from. So when we talk about Jesus, Christmas, we want to multiply the love of Christ. So not only about our shoes, our clothes, our nice cars, we want Christ to be evident to people who feel that this Jesus they are mentioning is a mirage. He's not real. You can make Jesus real in the life of one or two persons. And talking about giving, Christmas, we say today we mark the birthday of Jesus. Any gift for Jesus today? For the celebrant? If you're going for someone's birthday, you get gifts. You can make up your mind, this season I'll give this to the church. I'll give this to my pastor. As I give to my pastor, I'm giving to God. Christmas is a season. As I said earlier, it's all about Jesus. It's just like a pipe through which water is coming out. There's no how that pipe will be wet, right? Yes, the pipe must be wet. So my brothers and my sisters, let us go outside there. Let us give people the right picture of what Christmas is all about. Now is the time. It's not too late. Today is Christmas Day. You can still think about somebody. Okay, if you cannot reach out to the person today, at least 1st of January is another big day. Think about people that cannot say thank you. People that cannot repay you back. and let Jesus Christ be celebrated in their hearts and their houses. Then you are celebrating Christmas. And heaven is rejoicing. Praise the Lord. And also, talking about Christmas. Christmas for you, the celebration of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ for you is a daily thing. It's not just the 25th of December. Because Jesus, he's already born in you. You're already born again. You keep Jesus alive. Wherever you go, you keep Jesus alive. Whatever you do, you let people see that Christ in you. I could remember, I normally use this illustration. I read it some years ago in a magazine. A little girl, a foreigner, that lives by a countryside. She was in the Sunday school and the teacher was teaching her. And the teacher was describing Jesus. Oh, Jesus, a wonderful man, is a kind-hearted man if you have problem. Then the teacher said, as she was teaching, she realized that this little girl raised a finger. And she was wondering, I've not asked any question. And when the girl will not bring the hand down, the teacher now said, yes, what do you want to say? I know the man you are talking about. And teacher asks, how? He lives close to my house. Do you understand that? There's someone that has the characteristics. And this little girl thought, this must be the Jesus this teacher is talking about. The man lives close to my house. Because the man was, that neighbor was exemplifying Christ. That is who we are supposed to be. So you live each day to show people that Jesus is alive. Jesus is already born in you. The day you got born again, Jesus is born in you. And what do you do with that Christ in you? Let's look at Matthew chapter 14. I don't have much to say. My message, that is the message the Lord has given to me for believers in this end time when it is Christmas time. There is misplacement of priority. As we celebrate, and let us know that the celebrant must be exalted. He must be glorified in us. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 first. I read verse 14, then I read 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. And 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. On a daily basis for all believers, your light is supposed to shine. Every day is Christmas. The joy of the Lord is alive in you 24/7. You are doing good. People you know, people you do not know. You are keeping Christ alive. Thank God for this church. What is Christmas about? What is glorifying God about? To see a need in the house of God without the pastor even talking about it, you move to do it. You don't even wait for announcement. To an extent, the Lord is teaching us to do that kind of thing. You know, like the men of the church may decide, this is what we are going to do for the, without much force. When we're praying this morning, the pastor said something. The deceitfulness of wealth. Yes. He talked about the deceitfulness, and I realized that many Christians, what we have, what we are having as time goes on, has made our neck to be fat. As it was in the Bible, the children of Israel. As a result, we are so much deceived by even the blessings that God Himself is giving us. So for some of us, we make those blessings our God. For some of us, we make it a tool. You know, a tool, if you want to punish the pastor, you make sure I don't drop anything there for the next 1 month. Feeling I want to punish the pastor. I will not even give unto that church again. I will not, you know. As Christians, as I said, on a daily basis, you live as a light. So as a member of this church, you find what is the need in the church. What can we do? I shared with mommy some time ago. I am still the women leader, but as from next month, another person will come as the women leader in my church. We're preparing for our convention in October. That was October. So one day before October, maybe September or August, God just laid in my heart, why can't the women buy a bus for the church? And I thought, even all these years, how much were we able to put together? Because the location of my church, we have a lot of low-income earners. So I waived it. But the Lord kept on, the women can buy a bus. I'm not saying you are using your money, but you can arrange it. So I was wondering, how can that be? Buy a bus. Then the Lord was ministering to me. You just write a letter, you select people, you write a letter, you call some women, then pray over the letters. Send the letters out. Just tell people your need in the church. So I called the wife of our general overseer. I shared. You know, she screamed that has been a burden, a great need in the church. So wanted to buy token bus. So, you know, fairly used. And we estimated 3.5 million. Hey, we have never gotten 350,000 since we were doing our convention. We have never. But we believed God. But how God convinced me that he was the one. That very day, I was sharing with some, hey, see the vision that God gave me today. I'm scared. Even before sharing with my pastor's wife, that person now asked me, what was it? I said, that the women should buy a bus and donate to the church. That person said, you can do it now. If God has given you that vision, I will support you with 500,000. The very first day. It was like I never heard it before in my life. It was like, could it be a joke? So that encouraged me. And I went ahead, I shared with my pastor's wife. And that person later called me that, why do you want to buy Tokumbo? Buy brand new. Have we gotten money for Tokumbo? Brand new. But that person kept mainstreaming me. God deserves the best. Buy brand new. You know, about 2 weeks to convention, even one of the leaders, pastor, said, look at these people. He was saying it somewhere. One woman, a leader too. They are saying they are looking for 3.5 million. They've not even gotten 1 million. So when that came to my hearing, I was happy. I said, I like such talk. It's challenging God. I like people to say such things. It gets God annoyed. You know, I will call the women, I will encourage them. That was how one morning, is it a week or 2 weeks to there? And down, there's a butterfly. Hey, God. 2 weeks to count down. But that early morning, the person that promised 500,000 called me and said, I want to tell you something that he's been thinking. There's a special thanksgiving he wants to give God. That let me cuckoo pass the thanksgiving through this project. Instead of 500,000, I'll give you 3 million. The person gave 3 and make sure you buy brand new. We bought brand new bus, 5.2 million. It's like, this cannot be possible. But the women come and say, other fish sellers. I'm coming from my environment. Fish sellers. People that roast plantain. So, pastor, this is what I have. People were, they saw, it was, how could this be? The church, if you look at the environment, how can these people? But it was God. Our money from women purse, from our pocket, was not there. We sent letters, people that gave 100,000. People were giving money from all over. Just ordinary letter. Some people just phone call, I want to buy a bus in a, and okay, send the account. God, just like that, because I never raised money before. It was like, how can people just part with 100,000 naira? Because it was God. Because it was God. So I am challenging you. I don't know when I'll come back to Australia because the place is too far. I don't know. But I am challenging you. The pastor in the course of talking talked about the church wanting to buy a land. Time will not permit me to share a testimony of how we bought a land. Step of faith. If you see our church is located in Mafoluku, you cannot believe anything can come out. Can anything good come out from Jerusalem? From Galilee? From Nazareth? But I tell you, God, because the same mighty God in churches in Lekki is the same mighty God in Oshodi. He's the same mighty God here in Perth, in this church. It's not numbers. When we The 5.2 million we got, I'm not, how many people, when we count the names of people that contributed, it was not numbers. No numbers. The number here is enough to buy a big portion of land. If you have a desire, you want to be used of God, the Lord will use you. The person that gave us 3 million 2 years ago, God picked him from nothing. He never knew in his life. 2 years ago, he could not give 3,000 to anybody. He could not. He could not. But he said, you know, whenever he wants to give, I never knew I could have this. You know, because it even amazes the pastor. Nobody has ever given 500,000 before. Much more an individual says, I give 3 million. When the pastor says, hey, don't think, what if God did not give me? I never knew I could have it. So, he gave and he begged the pastor, don't ever mention my name. People won't, we never divulge the name of the individual because he does not want to be known. That is Christianity. Let us clap for Jesus. So my brothers and my sisters, I am challenging you. Christmas for you is a daily thing. It's not just a December 25 thing. Next year, you can plan towards next year. Maybe invite people who are not believers. Let them come over to your place for Christmas, dinner, or whatever. Those who are not believers, who will not have the opportunity to invite you back. As you sow, give to people. Make sure as many people as possible feel the impact of Christ. Not just in your home. Then you are celebrating Christmas. Shall we rise? Putting Christ back into Christmas is the celebrant. All focus must be on him. And we have our part to play. Starting from this minute, let Jesus be the one reigning in your heart, in your life, in the church. As from now, begin to do things that people will feel, are you crazy? Yes, I am drunken with love for God. In your church, I pray when next I hear about this church, I will hear that they have bought their land. And it will be a big testimony. Yes. If you are willing, don't think of your... The Lord will do... He just needs people that will take the initiative. People that will believe with him. And you'll be amazed at what God will do. I want you to thank God for Jesus. I want you to thank God. What a privilege we have. What a privilege we have to be Christians. What a privilege we have to be celebrating this day. Today is Christmas. We are celebrating and we have understanding of what Christmas is. We are blessed. And much more, what a privilege that through us, the Lord will cause other people to celebrate Jesus. What a privilege. Let us take this song. I don't know if you know it, but I think it's popular. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life. I want you to pray. Father, I have heard your word. To what extent are you really honoring God on a daily basis? Not just 25th of December. Lord, give me the grace from today to live such a life that will honor you. Before my colleagues, in my home, in the church, wherever I go, the aroma of Christ must be felt through me. Wherever I go, let Jesus be seen in me. Let my life impact as many people that I come across. Let my life be a conduit of the joy of the Lord upon the heart of others. Lord, be honored in my life. Not only today, for the rest of my life. I now understand that Christmas is all about Jesus. My existence is all about Jesus. I was created to honor him. God created me for his own glory. Not for myself. For his own glory. Give me the grace to spend the rest of my life honoring you. Use me, Lord God Almighty, to bring other people to the fold. Don't forget you are the light of the world. Through your attitude, your act of holiness, your goodness, your kindness, your show of love, you bring other people to the fold. Then Christmas is what it's supposed to be. Give me the grace, Lord. Give me the grace, O Lord. O Lord. O Lord. O Lord. Father, take your place, O Lord. Take your place in our hearts. Take your place in our day-to-day activity. Take your place in our church. That henceforth our focus will be Jesus. We always recognize that our existence is for Him. Give us that grace to live to honor You all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank You so much for today, a beautiful day. Thank You. Not only are we celebrating Christmas with the whole world, but we have an understanding of what Christmas is all about, and we have an experiential knowledge and relationship with the celebrant. Father, we are grateful. We ask of Thee, O Lord, for Christmas to be what it's supposed to be. Help us, Lord, to share Your love with as many people that we come across. Is there anyone amongst us, Lord, that we are holding grudges against the other? Is there anyone amongst us living in one sin and unrighteousness or the other? In the spirit of Christmas, we pray, Lord, for a cleansing of such hearts. We pray, Lord God Almighty, that You will renew the heart of everyone that is here present. As from this minute, we receive newness of life. As from this minute, Lord, we live each day conscious about the glory of God. And as we sang, Lord, that Jesus Christ will be honored in our lives, not only during Christmas or 25th of December, but on a daily basis. The Lord Jesus will be alive in us on a daily basis. And much more, Jehovah, we want to be involved in that which touches the heart of God, salvation of the souls of men. That You will, through us, as we move on to the next year, through us, You will bring souls into the kingdom. Amen. So that scripture will be fulfilled. For Jesus Christ was born and is to be a great joy to the whole world. Use us to achieve this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, as the celebration continues, we pray, Jehovah, Lord, that Your joy will fill our hearts. The Lord, as we celebrate for the rest of the day, our celebration will not meet with any kind of sorrow. Our celebration will not be momentary, Lord. It will be permanent. As the Bible says that the shouts of joy will never depart from the tabernacle of the righteous. Father, Lord, we give You praise. Be Thou exalted, O Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank You, man. God bless you. Are you blessed? Praise God. It is a day of real joy.